When is comparison good? Bad. Downright ugly.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
I compared my run this morning with the one I did 2 weeks ago, and I saw marked improvement in stamina and in speed. That was good. Now, I compared my preparation time for my next marathon with the one I did the last time, and the one I also did when I did my best time. And I started doubting if I could still run with a good finishing time. That was bad. And as I started fearing if I could even come close to regular race times or even finish, it got ugly. Indeed, it's not what happens to you. It's what happens in you that makes or breaks you. When is it bad and ugly? Comparison, that is. Do you agree? Number one, when it brings you to a place of dejection and even hopelessness, helplessness, as you blame yourself or others for what you're failing to do compared to everybody else. Number two, it's bad and ugly when it angers you that others have surpassed you in one or maybe several areas of life, thinking that you deserve more and that they deserve less. Finally, it gets bad and ugly when it develops in you or me a sense of pride, even complacency, as you see others consistently inferior to your performance and maybe even to you. BAD brings you to a place of dejection. Number two, angers you that others have surpassed you. And number three, develops in you a sense of pride. BAD. And unaddressed, it gets not just bad, but ugly. When is comparison good? Check these out. When it is number one, when it gives you motivation to do your best in something, as comparison reveals your potential, what can still be. Number two, it opens your mind to changing how you're doing things. You know, as comparison shows you better, less stressful, perhaps more cost-effective, or even just fun ways of accomplishing something. Number three, it offers you a way out when you're stuck, right? Or a way through a difficult situation. Why? Because you adopt strategies, techniques that others have applied. See, now you compare your approach with theirs and you see that they've survived the crisis. And so here's an opportunity. And finally, number four, it drives you to embrace a spirit of gratitude. Thankfulness for what you already have and are blessed with. See, it gives you motivation, it opens your mind, it offers you a way out, and it drives you to be thankful. G-O-O-D. That's when comparison is good for you. See you tomorrow.